or I let myself get pissed. I just had to figure out, okay, what do you define as a top Atlanta rapper before I have a stroke? Pause.
Why'd you pause that?
Stroke?
Preemptive.
Yeah, just okay. In case.
What kind of preemptive stroke pause? That's crazy.
You say what?
I said that's kind of crazy having a stroke.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, preemptive pause.
Yeah.
But, dog, who 10 Atlanta rappers better than Jeezy?
Well, no, because if we were to be talking about lyrics, for example, I can name 25 Atlanta rappers that are lyrically better than Jeezy.
You can? Yeah.
Jeezy raps like fucking Cookie Monster. What are we talking about?
But still.
Everybody from Atlanta raps, like, unless your name is Andre 3000.
Correct.
That's the bag you're going to go into.
But this is what I'm saying, because when niggas talking about top, right, if we niggas talk about top rappers, I need to know what you define. Because if we're talking about impact or body of work, Jeezy's absolutely there.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can dispute that. Talk about influence, I don't know how we can dispute that. I mean,
top five.
If you're going to be Lyrical Miracle, then sure, he's not going to be up there.
Now, that'd be Killer Mike, Andre 3000.
Those niggas.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, are we putting him in? Is it because even for a trap rapper, he's very lyrical.
See how you said for a trap rapper?
That's what I'm saying.
But like that kind of caveat shouldn't exist. It's rap.
Rap.
Yeah. There's good rap and there's bad rap. You don't have to be a good rapper to make a good song.
There's backpack rap and street rap. Like, is a difference. There's, like you say, lyrical miracle shit, and then there's the shit that sounds nice. If you're good at the shit that sounds nice, and you can make it, you got a couple little bars in there here and there, then you win it.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Say you better than it's the same
sport.
Niggas.
It's the same sport.
There's a track.
It's track and field, but it's a different competition.
There's a track that Young Jeezy has, and it's featuring Rick Ross and The Game. Tell me that nigga did not hold his own. It's called Beautiful. He held his own.
Mm. Let me tell you something. That was like old Jeezy, right?
Yeah.
Mm. That's not what we're talking about.
Okay.
Okay. I'm talking about zip like this, zip like that. Right on the waistline is where I kept that stretch. that guy. That nigga who was doing two words a bar. That guy.
My thing is, how zip like this.
Ad-lib here and ad-lib there. Fuck it.
How is that not a bar?
Ad-libs everywhere. That nigga?
Yeah.
What?
But in terms of what I'm talking about, how is it not lyrical for me to say zip like this and zip like that?
Right on the waistline is where I kept that strap.
I just
look
felt
at
like
what I'm referring. I'm telling you, visualize where I'm taking you right now.
I felt like if I asked J. Cole to express the exact same feelings, he would draw a picture. Shit. He would draw a picture for me.
You could draw
because
a
he knows how to do his job. I'm not shitting on it, but like, good is good, bad is bad.
You can't put it in a bad category.
You have to.
No, you don't.
You have to. It's not good rap.
That's not.
It's ABC rap.
That does.
It's the basic level rap. It's good music.
You're not even a nigga that likes lyrical miracle shit.
I don't have to know that it's bad. I like bad rap. Bad rap makes for great music. Too many words makes for terrible music. Good rappers don't make good music. It's crazy shit. The bad rappers do.
That's not true.
Waka Flocka has more good songs than Nas.
See,
I swear to God.
I was going
to
go out of bounds,
bro. You're going insane.
Fuck, bro.
Whoa, wow. Oh, so loud.
I knew you was going
to
go out of bounds.
Yeah,
because you have
to. Out of bounds. No,
bro, good rappers are good at words, painting a story. Like they can do the work, but there's never a song I want to hear twice.
Let's do it in one mic.
What?
Nah.
I'm
one
sorry.
Mic over Ola.
There, you see?
I'm sorry.
You see what he did?
You're being
you see
ridiculous.
What he did?
I'm sorry.
He's helping
You're
me.
You're being ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
He's helping me.
Oh, let's do it for me. All day. That did something for me. One mic, all I need is one mic, did nothing for me.
I fucked my money up. Now I can't rip. Who hasn't been there?
So the Northerners are going to hate us, bro.
That's fine.
The Snowzos are going to hate us.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
But...
they could get mad in their Timberlands. So
and it's like, I don't believe Walker to be a good rapper at all. He's not good at rap.
No, he's not good at rap.
Can that motherfucker make a song?
Yes, he can.
I don't think you can. Round of applause. Baby, make that ass clap.
What an anthem.
What is Nas doing with that? Grove Street Party. Bang, bang. What is Nas doing with that?
Bro, you're not listening to Nas' new shit. That's why I can't talk to you.
With oh, Hit I Boy. Would never.
With Hit Boy?
I would Fire. Never.
Bruh.
Fire. Sully my day.
Fire.
King's Disease.
Fire. One and two. Crazy, Fire.
But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it is for me to argue this point, you have to actually listen to the shit that I'm arguing with you that compares. You don't even care about the shit that compares.
You what does that mean? Near it.
You won't even give that type of music.
So no matter what, equalizer I bring to the table, it's still going to be shit to you.
I don't have to. It's good. They're good rappers. I'm never going to stop saying that they're good. I just don't want it.
And yeah, that's fair.
They're good rappers. They're good at what they do. That's all fair. The words let me know that they're good. Clearly, they're wordsmiths. Their similes and metaphors and triple entendres, amazing.
All I'm saying is,
I don't want it.
Ziploc this and Ziploc that is a bar.
It's a very low tier one.
No, it's not.
It is. It is. Because the thing is,
I could come up with that.
You right. It really you can't put that on the same level as some of the shit that Kendrick is saying. You can't put it on the same level.
But I could put something together that's stupid.
And it won't sound cool because nobody can relate to that.
Menu La Asweya, nigga, that's a bar.
Hit the kitchen lights.
That's a bar. Menu La Asweya, nigga, that's a bar. Best podcast
intro. There's cockroaches everywhere.
Yeah.
How is that not visual?
Come on, man.
He's painting a story.
But that's what I'm saying.
I've been through that before.
He's using less words, but he's still painting a vivid picture.
I lived in a place where when I turned on all the lights, the roaches were like,
it's the equivalent.
My fucking roommates.
It's the equivalent between a kid's novel.
Fucking shithole.
And like Shakespeare. Like he.
poverty, man.
The Hungry Caterpillar is a better read than Romeo and Juliet.
You see what I mean? And I don't know if I can agree with you.
I know you guys are talking, but man, I used to be so poor. Shit, man. It was bad for me, dog.
You know what I think about a lot? Like how when I was really, really poor and only had $3.23. I could eat a meal at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
What are poor people doing now? Because McDonald's is out
no
of
more,
control.
No more. There's no more dollar menu.
What are they?
It's over.
Hey, man.
It's over.
When I only had $3.
You could guarantee three things.
McDonald's was going to hold me up.
All you needed was $3. All you needed is $1.07 for every burger or whatever you needed. So if you had $3.23, you still had 2 cents left over.
You can get a dollar fry, dollar burger, dollar drink. If it's fucking Wednesday or Sunday.
See, you could get even more.
I've been poor, but I never had that problem. Like I was poor, but food was never something I had to concern myself. Like,
oh, you wasn't poor. You wasn't poor. Oh, you wasn't poor.
And I was poor, man.
No, no, you fell on hard times.
You fell on hard times. You wasn't poor.
Yeah, for a long time.
That nigga fell on hard times.
It never.
You
got
fell
up.
On hard times for a long time. Pause.
Remember at one point in time at McDonald's, the very basic burger was only like 69, 79 cents?
39 cents on Wednesdays, bro, for the hamburger, 69 cents for the cheeseburger. Crazy. That shit's like $3 now.
That shit don't exist no more, bro.
You know what we sound like? I remember when I used to buy sodas out of the machine for 25 cents.
They used to be like 5 cents.
They
used to be those
old niggas around the corner talking about how they used to be 10 cents. Like
5 cents for a pop.
I don't know sodas for dimes, my nigga.
Yeah, bro.
We're not from that time, Grandpa.
Yeah, bro. Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
A dime?
I can tell my kids about quarter water, though, because them shit's like 75 cents now.
Like a dollar.
Shit, even the sunflower seeds used to be like 25 cents, bro. Them shit's like, for one pay, you get for 25 cents. Now them shit's like almost $1.50. You should get two for a dollar.
Might as well buy peanuts, man. All that fucking work.
Yeah.
Shucking and shit, huh?
I just said work, man. I don't know what you got going on. I don't know what you're trying to make happen.
Guns are blazing today.
That's what you call it when you're taking the seeds out, dog. Pause.
No, bro. Because you can't be trusted, bro.
I eat the seeds,
fucking
bro.
Pause police here.
I eat the shells.
My hands are up, officer.
That's barbaric, bro.
I eat the shells.
You got to spit that shit out.
I eat the shells. I eat the shits whole.
Sunflower seeds?
Yeah, I eat them whole. I just pop them. I eat them whole.
You got to spit that shit out, bro. Yeah,
listen, I'm the only person that I know that does that.
No, barbaric. No, you can't be. I don't eat them because of all the work. That's stupid.
Barbaric. Yeah, it's dumb. I'm not doing that just for that little baby ass seed. I eat the whole fucking thing.
I used to just stare at this nigga like, yo, what?
dude.
What type of time is this nigga on?
That shit's like
fucking savage.
And I used to look at people like, what type of time do you have?
You have to find this little shit. And it's
you're going through all that for that little tiny like, what is that doing for you?
To find this little sunflower clitoris? Fuck that shit, bro. It's not worth it.
I don't got patience. Clearly. Fuck that shit, bro.
You're supposed to learn it by eating the sunflower seed.
This nigga's bowel movements have to be fucking hell. Bro.
Shit, glass.
Tree bark coming out your ass.
No, that shit's the worst when that shit gets stuck in your tooth. Oh my God, bro. Hell.
Because you're not supposed to be chewing on that shit to break it down into splinters.
I do a lot of things I'm not supposed to do.
For real, though.
I watched a nigga eat the orange skins recently. That was crazy.
No, that's diabolical.
That's egregious.
No. That is crazy. How did he swallow that? Pause.
Matter of fact, it was a TikTok video. Niggas were racing. One nigga was peeling. The other nigga just went halam. Madness.
This nigga's wild.
They were racing to eat the orange?
Yeah.
White boys, right?
I mean, if you gonna do it in a race,
white niggas are crazy.
I guess win by any means necessary. But still, that's crazy.
I don't even eat oranges.
Hey, okay, wait, peep this. Let me tell you about some shit that I heard this week that fucked me up, and I had an argument about it. So, Major Hype was on a podcast, right? They asked a nigga, chicken curry or curry chicken? He was like, it's curry chicken. Only Guyanese people say chicken curry. And they don't count anyway, because they're not Caribbean, is what he said. And I was like, all right, bet. And then...
He got backlash for that.
I see a bunch of Guyanese niggas on the motherfucking internet spazzing on this boy. Mm-hmm. Going crazy, calling him Major Dunky, Major Dunce. I'm sure those words are very offensive.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like it. Not really. They don't sound very friendly. Dunce doesn't sound.
Yeah. Imagine you're a comedian and nigga call you stupid.
But that don't mean it can't hurt your feelings.
But it's like.
It's because I'm a comedian? That don't mean it can't hurt my fucking feelings.
Me being a nigga from Florida. More than that. I don't know much about the Guyanese community. We don't have a huge export of them down here.
That's what Nipsey Hussle was, right?
No, I think it was African.
Eritrean,
okay.
Yeah,
but they all look the same. Like, they all got that skin.
This is South America.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
So that was
this is how much niggas know.
Oh, okay.
Guyana's in South America.
See, I didn't know that.
Right? Yeah, but apparently, they're considered a Caribbean country.
Yeah.
They look Trinidadian, though, some of them.
They're down the street. They both got a lot of Indian imports.
Yeah, in India, yeah.
And then
the country of Guyana. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. They're considered Caribbean?
The West Indies.
They're
considered part of the West Indies,
no?
Where are the West Indies?
That's correct. Well, that's...
Get all the Western Indian motherfuckers. That's what it's time for, right?
All the Indians that are in the West.
Okay, all right.
Pocahontas and them on the West side.
Let's start over. Let's start over again. Is that a fucking Guyanese flag right there?
Nah, it's up here, though. It's right here.
Look at you, piece of shit.
Right on the floor. That's exactly what Major Hype was saying.
That's crazy.
This is exactly what the guy was trying to say.
Have you always known that they were Caribbean people?
Yeah.
I guess.
I thought we all knew that.
I had no idea.
I didn't know it. I thought they were like Indian niggas.
Like, I'd be looking at the islands in the Caribbean. All right, these are the niggas that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I didn't know.
But you know what? I look at Carnival. If I see a flag at Carnival, you are island.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's one way to look at it.
I've also seen American flags at Carnival. Does anyone know the language they speak?
They speak a Guyanese Creole and English because they were also British.
It's like the same type of English like how Jamaican is.
I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
I see it.
Do they speak the same kind of Creole like the Haitians do?
It's one of them things where, like, if you heard it, you could understand some words.
So they have their own Haitian?
Yeah. They speak Guyanese.
This is a Guyanese Haitian.
You understand?
Nice. That's interesting.
But it's apparently the only English-speaking country in South America. So now I want to go. And apparently Belize is the same way.
See, Belize is South American.
Central American.
Belize is just little.
But they also consider themselves to be Caribbean as well.
Yeah.
They are,
I didn't know this either.
They have a lot of dark-skinned people there.
You can race from, like, one side of the island to the other type shit. Like, it's little.
They have a lot of dark-skinned people there. I know that for sure.
So, but this is the thing. Dark-ass niggas colonized.
I think Phil
by
the mayor. Ain't Phil like the mayor or some shit?
Who?
Phil.
Who's Phil?
Huh? Phil, man. Bruh from Belize. Rocky husband.
He's from there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ain't he like the mayor or some shit?
No, nigga. Shine is.
Shine.
Shine is the mayor of Belize? Yeah.
No, he's like the prime minister.
Yeah, he's in
that's like the mayor?
I don't know what it is.
The president.
I can't lie to you.
We don't have those here, so I don't know what they are. But they sound important. They minister the prime.
All the time.
Yeah.
Like Dion does. It's kind of, you know.
Yeah. Within the same
prime
realm.
Time.
Yeah, but no, because they're both prime. Just yeah, different kinds.
Not prime time.
No, he's prime minister.
Gotcha. Understood.
But yeah, I had no idea. And I mean, no offense. This nigga's Googling the flag.
Find any fun facts about our friends over in Guyana?
Guyana, a country on the South America's North Atlantic coast, is defined by its dense rainforest, English-speaking with cricket and calypso music. It's culturally connected to the Caribbean region.
Like, what does that mean?
Culturally connected, meaning their culture is a derivative.
They look and sound like those Negroes. Oh, no, so yeah. Let's
They're
just
not those Negroes.
Let's just combine them.
Yeah,
is that what that means?
That's what that means. Like,
you know what culture? You know what culture mean, nigga.
You all sound Jamaican to me. Put them in a group.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay, I've heard this one before. It's another Bob Marley.
No, for real.
Yeah, that's what they call them, Bobs. We got a few Bobs in here.
Hey, because I've been seeing other islands get pissed because no matter how they speak, there's little differences. Crackers just here. Okay, that's Jamaican. I've heard of Jamaican before.
Yeah.
I know what you sound like. I've seen Little Mermaid.
I've been to Jamaica. That's the shit.
Right this way, Sebastian.
I see Little Mermaid. I know where you are. We're jamming, right?
Hey, Cool Runnings, right this way.
It's frustrating because, bro, there are millions of Caribbean islands. Everybody got their own patois and shit.
They see dreads and weed, they automatically assume, bro.
Say no more. I know what you want. Bring him the oxtail. Don't worry about it, pal. I know what you
We got you covered,
Holy
bud.
Holy shit, bro. That's funny.
I bet you want a red stripe, don't you?
Hooray beer.
Hooray beer, nigga.
Where are those commercials? You know what? It's like Red Stripe did 10 years of solid promo. You say, you know what?
We got him. We got him. Yeah. We don't have to spend marketing dollars anymore. We're good. They went hard, bro. Like with that one black guy. Remember that one black guy? Hooray beer.
Every 5 minutes. Yo,
these niggas said we're for the promo for 10 years to every Caribbean niggas, and we would trust them to pass it on. And lo and behold.
Yep. It's standing the test of time. You know, I've just recently become a beer drinker, and I started with Corona. Now I'm drinking Modelos. Them shits are nice, man.
Okay, you know what?
I'm so mad I'm late to the game.
This is an interesting conversation because only time I ever really see beers is white comedy events and then, like, Haitian family events.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like my idea of the hierarchy of beer is completely different because Haitians refuse to drink American beers.
Yeah.
Like that Budweiser, that Miller
Lite, Light, Paps,
Blue
that Paps, all that bullshit. Yeah. They say it's dirt.
Yeah.
You understand?
Anheuser-Busch, they don't drink none of that shit.
Niggas start, you understand, Heineken.
Yeah.
It's
Heineken is a Haitian beer.
Man, listen, they live and die by it.
Yeah.
Heineken, they gonna fuck with it.
Corona. I know they love Guinness.
I've seen them drink Guinness.
They love Guinness.
I was gonna say, I feel like Guinness because Guinness is
they love Guinness.
Even though like on like a mainstream scale, Heineken has like a bigger name. When you in Jamaica, Guinness is all over the place.
Yeah,
Guinness is fucking.
There's a new one in the game right now though. For those, I think it's Prestige.
Prestige.
There's a new one in
the thing is, Prestige. It's not always available, but they love
Prestige.
They
love
that. It's because of how it sounds, though.
I don't know who makes it.
Yeah, I don't know.
It don't matter.
But they always say
it's how you
but
say
if you
it.
Speak to a Haitian or even Jamaicans, Prestige.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't say Prestige. I can say Prestige.
Yeah, because the way they say it, they pronounce the R's with a W. Mm. It's Pues, not Press.
It's Prestige.
Prestige. And then Jamaicans and Haitians always tell you, like, if you have Guinness or Prestige in Haiti or Jamaica, it tastes way better than what we're tasting here.
Maybe.
Way better.
Red Stripe, but I can't think
Red Stripe, too.
Are there any other beers that are allowed? I'm trying to think.
This isn't for Haitians, but there's Calique.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. I haven't had that.
That's
Carib is a type of beer, but it's more like a, I don't know if you consider a beer or wine cooler because they got flavors.
Right, it sounds like a wine cooler.
Now, every brewery has comedy shows.
Right.
So I go to a lot of comedy shows at these breweries and they talk to me about IPAs and ciders. And all
I don't know what that means.
Hey, man, I just tell them, give me the sweetest shit, bro, because I'm not trying to be here for long.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Because I remember one time I went somewhere and I ordered a beer and this white guy was next to me. He said, hey, man, do you like what type of IPAs do you like? I said, bro, I just want a Corona.
Bro, it's a language. It's a world.
No, it's a world. It's a world.
You get stop them going up guys. To random niggas and asking them what type of IPA. Because you ain't, I had that question asked to me the other day. You don't know me, nigga.
Yeah.
You putting me in a situation where I don't know some shit and you don't fucking know me?
Here's the thing,
you don't make
me
mad, bro.
Here's the thing. It's like going to the motherfucking dispensary and asking a nigga what kind of weed he like. You here, I figured you down. I figured you gang. Because if you look yonder, there are big-ass tanks where they make this shit. Mm-hmm. If you was a casual beer drinker, you go to a sports bar.
If we talking about, it's three types of weed. You got sativa, indica, hybrid. All right? If I ask you what type of weed nigga and you Reggie. Is, it don't leave the fucking window wide open. The window's very, very minute.
If a nigga walked up to you and began talking about THC levels and crystals, you could follow him into that conversation.
Yeah.
Because you know enough to get into the fucking details of this shit. Beer has
but
the same
I'm
kind
not
of
gonna
details.
Go to a random nigga.
You are not. We're not saying
you're not
you
a
are.
Random nigga. We're in a place for this shit.
No,
there's nothing random about this. We're here.
I'm just at a bar having a drink.
Nah, man, you're at a fucking brewery where they make this shit.
That's bullshit.
You're at the Mecca.
That's bullshit. Mind your business.
There's a real community for this beer shit, bro.
You know when we go, you guys know when we go to like Tap 42 for brunch and stuff? That's a brewery. They brew their own beers and IPAs and shit there.
And what's that shit called?
So why they charging niggas $30?
And the GoStream again.
Because we don't get that. We be getting mimosas, unlimited mimosas and shit.
Yard House.
Yeah.
Apparently they have like one of the largest. It's
they
the
got
largest
good vegan food.
They got a really good fucking menu at Yard House.
That vegan burger there is fucking phenomenal.
I don't eat their burgers. Their wings though. They got boneless vegan chicken wings.
What's wrong with the burgers?
I just don't like burgers. I'm not a big burger.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying like, put me on.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah, what you hear?
Yeah. What's new? What's going on? Give me the latest.
What you reading Vegan Daily?
Fuck. What's going on? What you see on BTV? What the fuck is going on over there, bro? But yeah, what were you saying, Ben?
No, I was just gonna say I recently been trying out Blue Moon.
Oh, I've seen Blue Moon.
That's my go-to.
It's a lager.
It's a white
lager. Yeah. But what's that?
I do that with an orange slice orange.
I've heard that.
But because we're safe, you're in a brewery. Ask my nigga, do you have any cider? And they're gonna give you apple juice. That's my jam. I have a fucking mango fucking beer.
Mm-hmm.
At the last comedy show I went to in fucking Fire. Charlotte, delish.
Yeah, man.
Beer sounds nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. I've been on that fucking Modelo, bro. And then these crackers been telling me there's a new one. There's one called the Modelo Black. They said you must try it.
That is a beer for a hardworking Mexican man. Are you doing enough work to drink one of those?
Well, this is the thing. I went to a Hurricanes game, and it's the stadium is sponsored by Modelo. So I asked for a beer. I asked for a Corona. Like, we don't have Corona, but we have Modelo. I said, fuck it. I'll try it. I just started drinking.
That's for niggas who fix roofs. Like,
nigga, that shit was nice.
Touch your hands. Are they rough enough
to
drink
rough.
A Modelo?
They're pretty rough.
All right, man.
They're pretty rough.
My God.
Yeah, man. After a nice, long, hard day of working from home, I like to crack open a Modi. Crack open a Modi.
Episode title.
Crack open a Modi. It's so crazy how like, and I started transitioning over to beer only because I said, you know what? Let me start to drink as you know. I'm trying to lessen my alcohol intake. As far as like hard liquor.
Yeah.
So let me see, try to have a beer every
and
now and then.
Another thing I realized, you know, okay, Honkies, congratulations, man. Smart move. Because they go out to these bars. Here I am breaking my pockets.
Drinks.
With these fucking drinks.
They
and
just
I
get
could just pay $8 for
$3, $4 beers. I went to the L House the other day, had a few beers, bro.
Bucks.
I spent $12 on like four beers.
And mind you, no matter who you are, three beers gonna get you. Three beers gonna get your ass.
Because you'll be somewhere for a longer time period drinking three beers. Like if you drink three beers in a short amount of time, oh, you gonna be on your ass.
It's gonna get you there.
You gotta be there for like an extended period of time so you could drink that first one, wait a little bit, go grab that shit. You can't drink that shit like it's water.
It tastes like shit, bro. Corona. It tastes like shit.
Corona with lime to me is phenomenal.
With the lime, though.
With the lime. Okay, Bud Light used to make this shit called Bud Light Lime. I don't know if they still make it. That shit was nice.
They got a whole bunch of other shit now, though. That's why. Like, all type.
Like, that's why I like the. I've never had a Limerita because of, you know, of homophobia, but I'm sure it's delicious.
Y'all niggas remember. Y'all niggas remember. Dude, when
keep talking, guys. This is the gloss right over that.
Y'all remember when they was like, dropping the red shit in the Coronas?
Yeah.
You could get a red or blue Corona, you remember?
This guy's a fucking menace, bro.
What's that other shit called again? A refresca?
I used to see those.
Yeah.
I never had them, but I used to see them. I only ever seen that
shit on Mad TV.
I used to see them in the stores.
I've only ever seen it on The Boys.
Fresca?
Fresca.
The fucking, what was his name?
That's where it was. Cuz used to like to drink. Yeah.
Do you want a Fresca?
Yeah.
Yo! We back. Y'all niggas seen Gen V?
I want to wait till two episodes, man.
It's three.
Yeah. It's three. Okay. First right. premiere out, three episodes.
See, let me tell you. So I thought it was one episode, right? I was like, fuck, man, it's done. When number two came out, I almost had a heart attack. Oh, shit. There's three.
It's because I saw that post. I saw your post. I'm like, man, I ain't watching this.
No, and I already knew how it was going to be because I seen it. Like, the first episode, the hook. Second episode, they drag you a little bit. Third episode, the hook again.
Cliffhanger. Trying to kill you.
When I tell you that shit right there, it's literally, like, just as good as The Boys.
What is it called?
Gen V.
It's like a spinoff of The Boys.
Without spoiling it, it's like X-Men, right? You know how they had that school for like special talents or whatever the fuck? Mm-hmm. It's basically that. Like the setting is at a school for heroes and shit. Mm. So you're watching a group of like young kids come up after what we just finished watching in The Boys. They coming up after all of that take place.
Do you guys watch Umbrella Academy?
I watched it
immediately. Mm-hmm. You see, that's why
I needed something else.
I fuck with Netflix because Netflix will give you all the episodes up front.
Yeah.
They don't play games. They don't fuck around. Prime and Hulu be on
weekly shit.
Whole shit.
I'm not a child.
Whole shit, bro.
Give me the fucking season and let me harass you.
That's why I'm sitting there.
That's why I always wait for the shit to drop, all of them. I hate Prime.
I hate HBO.
I'm waiting, bro.
Lately, I've been watching Apple TV.
Apple TV's on some shit.
Apple TV got like five shows.
They got some shows
that are crazy as fuck. Yeah. And this goddamn writer strike just ended, so now I'm waiting for, you know.
Class of 09 is a good show if you guys don't need a good show.
Binged it.
Yeah. I tried to get Fire. Into it.
It's amazing.
Give it some time. It's
on Apple TV.
It's a slow build, but it's.
That's Hulu.
It's Hulu.
It felt good. It felt.
It's on Hulu. It's fucking phenomenal.
I started watching it, and then I had started watching. It was at the same time when I started watching wrestling.
It's Buddy from Atlanta.
So now I'm just watching
wrestling. Buddy from Atlanta plays in it.
Brian
Tyree. Paperboy.
Okay.
Yeah. All about that Paperboy. Paperboy.
He's a phenomenal actor, too.
Versatile as fuck.
Yeah. He's not typecasting.
No.
Hey, you see that nigga in Bullet Train?
That's a fat-ass blunt. Oh, God damn.
That nigga was in Bullet Train.
I saw the fucking superhero movie he was in.
The size of this motherfucker?
Like a dry erase ball.
It's like a cock.
Come on. See what I mean?
All right.
You just gonna always 52. Go out of bounds. That's one thing I know. You're my dog, but I love you, but you always gonna go out of bounds.
So let me ask you.
I don't play by the rules.
On your page, are you constantly downloading Michael Jackson pictures for the occasion?
I don't know what page.
Or do you have a folder?
I don't know what page you're talking about.
So all of the Michael Jackson pictures and videos in your phone, do you go looking for it?
No, I have a Michael Jackson vault.
Come across your table, pause.
As a moonwalker, I have a Michael Jackson vault. So yeah. I have a picture and a video for every instance and every scenario to defend myself.
But that's what I'm saying. You had to gather these things from somewhere. Where did they come from?
Neverland.
So I'm asking you a serious question.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
People, there are people out there that know you and they want to know.
See how smooth I got out of there?
I got us right out of there.
I'm trying to steer the ship back straight.
I got us right the fuck out of there. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this, man.
So, this nigga birthday just passed. Let's clap it up for him.
Yes.
Happy birthday, homeboy.
Happy birthday, my nigga.
Happy birthday, homeboy.
Happy birthday, my nigga.
Y'all niggas. Y'all niggas are retarded.
Happy birthday to you.
Emotionally handicapped. Is what you
mean. Yes, you niggas are emotionally handicapped.
No, you don't.
To answer your question, listen, if something arises where I feel like I need to respond with a Michael Jackson picture or something, I know where to find the pictures and video clips that I need.
Mercy.
Does the Jackson family know you have these many pictures of Michael Jackson?
I don't think so.
Yo, it was when there was a fucking all-white for Clemson tweet. This fucking...
Yeah, that was good. That shit was so good.
This fucking... Had an all-white like, come on, bro. What are the fucking odds? You just had this nigga ignorant, bro.
Oh, shit.
You really, like, do you just think, like, what would Michael Jackson do?
Yeah.
Is that, like, your train of thought?
So I figured that as I am promoting the Canes or whatever the fuck I'm talking about, if I use Michael Jackson to do that, I'm also spreading the good news as well.
Goddamn, Mastery, I'm dying here. Okay, hand me that mic stand.
You want to ash it on my hand?
No, I just ash on the floor, man. Oh. If you put it on his hand, nobody going to notice.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. That's what I said.
Because I almost forgot about it. I almost let him off the hook. No, Chris, they going to let me broom later. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I'm going to let you broom. You don't just say sweep.
Are you calling me an immigrant? Is that what you're doing? Damn, I'm just saying,
you're in America now, fam.
That's crazy.
We sweep over here.
I don't know if
broom is the tool.
Yeah. Damn it. Go broom the floor. God damn.
Yeah, that's Haitian as
fuck. You can go mop.
Yeah. Because you're mopping, but you're not brooming. You're sweeping.
That's crazy.
We knew you were in Esau. We knew.
The FBA and the ADOS people are going to love this one.
Every once in a while.
They're going to watch and say, you see?
You see?
You see? Look. Them
fuck niggas close the lights, man. You see what I mean?
You see? And that's his job. That's what he do for a living. He still can't say it.
I do close the lights, man. I do.
That's hilarious. You got the...
You want to start?
Oh. Yeah, we didn't do the intro.
Didn't do no intro. It's all been pre-show banter.
That's fine by me.
That's how you like it. Okay, anytime we mention doing the intro, you start getting mad.
Yeah, for what? What's the rush?
That's a good song by K-Camp.
Oh, we also have, huh?
Nah, he said, what's the rush? And I immediately thought of K-Camp.
Go, K-Camp.
Yeah. Talk about a nigga who didn't get a fair shake.
Oh
my God.
Bruh.
I heard that he had, like, label issues or whatever
mm-hmm,
the fuck.
Mm-hmm. But he still puts out phenomenal music.
When I, like, I didn't expect, like, Roddy Ricch no longer being here with us.
Would I?
Huh?
Oh, he's cursed.
No.
I get it. I was just about to say, what did I miss?
He's alive. He's fine. But it's like, it's Fetty and K-Camp, I did not see coming.
Who didn't you see?
Fucking Roddy Ricch. Yeah. But K-Camp and Fetty were supposed to have a long, mm-hmm. illustrious career.
Yeah. Yeah.
Long, beautiful careers.
Fetty came in too hot. Pause.
You know how we were talking about new stars? Mm-hmm. Fucking, it looks like Rod Wave is about to enter some new territory.
He's a superstar.
Yeah, like the niggas entering, thank God. The niggas entering new territory. He's like, I don't listen to his music. Fuck, we're about to go on a tangent again.
Yeah, let's do an intro.
No, but say what you're going to say. I need to hear the thought.
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of new artists, man, I just need to send out like a PSA, a public cry. Do not turn Blueface old girl to a superstar, bro. What are we doing? I saw a video of her performing, and the entire crowd knows her song.
It's
word
done.
For word.
He's hit, bro, the nigga has, I don't know what he's doing over there. But my God, bro.
It shows that at the very least he knows what the fuck to do. He knows what he's doing. At the very least.
But he's so bad.
So y'all ready to do the intro?
Yeah. I'm ready to get started.
Just gonna water it down.
Left, do it. Right, do it.
It's time for the show to start?
It is, sir.
I don't know if it's okay with you.
I put the H on it to emphasize.
Just been sitting here waiting. Yeah.
Now you're listening to...
Appreciate your patience, man.
NWO podcast.
He says T.
See, now you found yourself a nigga. You were looking for a nigga? Nigga here now, see?
Hello. Ladies and gentlemen.
I poured because I was waiting for some change.
I opened it poured not so much. If I was not.
That's good stuff. Right.
Shit.
Little bitch, we some niggas. We're the pinks.
Many
we some niggas. We're the pinks. We some niggas. We're the pinks.
Many
we some niggas. With a
pink. I swear,
nigga with a pin, 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 nigga
I swear,
nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin, nigga with a pin, nigga. I know some niggas and they got a pins. Bitch, you need a pins, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pins, you should get them from these niggas. Bitch, you need a pins, you should get them from these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Benny, and Ricky. Real nigga, man, the situation sticky. Taking liquor to the face. Chris just said we ain't had no chase. Oh, for to be reckless. Coming at your neck like a motherfucking necklace. You know how we feeling. Willing, dealing. Banana peeling. N-W-O. Oh, we the best podcast show. Oh, coming across your head like a Zolo. Locking bitches up like a Zolo. Hey, we just lost Dame. Going to the finals, motherfucking same. Fuck Milwaukee. Fuck the Bucks. Fuck they logo, the motherfucking Ducks. Hey, fuck the Celtics too. I lost Brogdon and another nigga too. Oh, sounds like Kobe in the statue, man.
N.W.
NWO, oh, bitch.
We the best podcast show, bro.
I fucking hate Milwaukee so much, bro.
Good thing you don't have to go there.
Not even Milwaukee.
Huh?
I hate the fucking Trailblazers GM for fucking us, bro.
So much, bro.
Good thing there's nothing in Milwaukee for you.
Bro, I legit poured this thing in those chase.
Not get mama no tooth. Bankula get mama no accord.
Facts.
Hey, let me get that, though.
And I haven't had, pause. And I haven't had cognac in so long.
I don't know if y'all niggas caught it, but that shit was whooping my ass when I took a sip of it.
Yeah, he did.
I do want to see a Packers game before I die.
At Lambeau?
Is that in Milwaukee?
It's in Green Bay. I mean, it's in Wisconsin.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Oh, no, I go to Wisconsin. My cousin went to Wisconsin college. He loved it.
He was a Badger?
I bet.
Yeah. I know what else he like. He likes snowflakes, too, probably.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking milk merchant.
Yeah.
Boy, listen. That's the snowman. All
right. Boy likes bears polar. You know what I mean?
You know them snow puffs.
Same color as a molar. Come on
you
now.
Don't get it twisted. That's crazy.
That is insane, bro. But it's true. And they're white. Polar bears are white.
And so are your molars.
So are your molars, bro.
Great. This nigga's still rapping over here.
Yeah, great bro.
You shouldn't have stopped the intro.
Oh, God.
But ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast. I'm 1/4 of your host, Ben C. Take a shot at me. And I'm joined by my brothers in All Buffoonery Plus.
What's that?
Ricky the Prince.
Well, go on.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
Okay.
Ladies and gents, if you haven't done so already, make sure that you like and subscribe to the channel, NWO Podcast. You can search for us on YouTube, NWO Podcast, on IG, NWO Podcast, on the Twitter space, the NWO Podcast, and on TikTok. NWO podcast. How y'all feeling?
Good, nigga. It's my birthday. Fuck that.
It is your birthday. Big toast to my brother, Jarik.
More life, more life, more life.
Rick Lyon.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Jarik. Yeah. Jarik. Bless.
Hey.
Big up, Jarik.
40 is looking at you in the face, huh?
Smacking me, knocking on my front door.
40 is looking at you.
I just turned 37, bro.
Nigga brought 40 in here with him.
Can you talk to me about. at age 18 what you thought 40 was and what 40's looking like now?
I thought 18, I thought 40 was end of life. Like, that's what I thought. But now as I'm looking at it, I'm just like, bro, I have so much life to live, bro. Like, I feel like I'm, I don't want to say because it sounds cliche. It sounds gay.
Say it. Cliches are cliches for a reason.
Cliche was a
better
word.
It sounds like I'm just now starting to live my life. It feels I finally got the job that I've always wanted. I got my crib. Shit is starting to look up, you know, on the up and up for once in my life.
You can't believe that your knees and your back won't come with you.
Huh? My knees and my back refuse to come with me. They are back there.
It's back there.
But... No, it's like I'm finally figuring shit out, bro. Like,
I think
so
you leaning on Oscar, right? He's asking you to
move. The stage producer told me to sit exactly where I'm sitting, so
then, yeah, but he ain't tell you
then
to
count
sit
for
on
the medals.
Legs, bro. You straight. He
stop,
moved now.
Stop winning shit, man.
What's good, Oz?
Fuck you, Oz.
Don't do that while he's sitting behind you, bro.
Crazy.
Pause, that's insane.
Been in prison before, so you know.
How'd your brain get there?
Hey, I ain't never been locked up.
That's too awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Niggas been trying to clown Gunna for that too. You see, he was asked on the, you know, he must have been coming out of the store or some shit, and some paparazzi asked him, you know, what did you do to, you know, get so fit? And Gunna replied by saying, you know, I've been lifting legs up. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And niggas was like, he said sex, and then he followed it by saying lifting legs up.
But weren't you just in jail?
That's what people saying. That's what, that's the joke
on
the timeline.
How you lift
that
many legs since you got out? And you look like that when you got out.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I'm just happy that niggas are okay with being gay. It's time. If you gay, you have to accept it.
Live in it.
You know what I mean? There's too much shit going around. Just be gay, brother.
That's your shit, man.
Hey, man.
Be about your shit, bro.
Happy Pride Month. Whenever it is.
Salute. To you niggas.
Sassy salute. There you go.
I don't know that many of them to tell you that.
I know a few.
We
have some gay homeboys.
The famous ones are sassy.
I guess so.
But I don't say I know like a broad spectrum of that.
We had a gay homeboy. We have a gay homeboy who used to come to our crib.
Yeah.
Shout out Heck. Yeah, and bro, he used to sleep at our crib and everything, bro. Hector's a cool ass dude, bro. Like,
I'm sure. I don't think.
He's a cool ass dude, man. Like, you go out with him, he go bring you the bitches.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's a top tier recruiter.
He will go bring you the bitches.
Top tier recruiter.
He was Rondo, man.
He's a top tier recruiter, bro. Like, that
nigga was Dominican. Gay with his father in his life. I don't know how that works.
And he used to be a gangster. He used to be in a gang. Cool ass nigga. Cool ass nigga.
Hey, so speaking of which, my son started high school. And you know, just as he's getting up there, I was just kind of, you know, imparting knowledge about different things. And one thing I told him is if you can help it, if you ever get into a problem with a homosexual, do your best to talk it out. Under no circumstance do you try and fight that homosexual.
They've been fighting their whole lives.
They've been fighting their whole like for it, whole it's life, a lose lose situation.
Because if you win, you lose.
Because if you win, there's no cool points for beating that man. You're a monster. If you lose, you look crazy.
You're still a monster.
But the chances of you losing are high.
Higher than you win.
Because you can't outfight a homosexual.
They've
had to fight demons. They've had to fight their parents.
Their friends.
Their families. Yeah. Homies.
Yeah. Their lovers.
And they have an unpredictable fighting style.
Yeah. They fight insane. They fight insane, bro.
I told that man, use your words against the people, okay?
I remember we used to always say, never fight a punk.
I just had the fighting conversation with him the other day.
Hey, tell him don't fight them boys.
Yeah,
tell him
right.
If you see other niggas bullying them boys, let the boys do what they do.
You stand back, bro.
Because them niggas are ninjas by high school.
Yeah, bro.
Okay. Three niggas is light work.
And by adulthood, they're angry now. They're fed the fuck up. They looking for smoke.
They sick of this shit.
Look. Nigga, I know you're in the ninth grade, but getting knocked out by a gay nigga at lunchtime
sticks.
Can ruin the rest of your year.
It sticks. It will stick.
pause whoever need to be paused, but a lot of them niggas are fit, man. A lot of them niggas are fit.
They in shape. Them niggas be dancing their whole lives and doing all types of shit. Shape, twirling flags and shit. Them niggas is in prime shape.
Them niggas be doing them dances on their legs, on the tippy toes.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of leg strength.
Bro, I'm telling you, them niggas got strength, bro.
Hey.
I know some strong ass gay niggas, man.
That's what that boy choose peace, man. That's what you do.
Nah, definitely talking it out is the better option.
Always.
Talk it out, bro.
Talk it out. Find a woman liaison.
Excuse me, sir. I didn't mean to, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Keep
the
shit moving.
Do.
Keep the shit moving, bro.
But don't throw hands.
No, I do not throw hands.
Remember the one dude in college? He got into a fight with a gay nigga, and he lost.
Lost. Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
He had dreads.
Dreads, yeah.
He had dreads.
Yeah.
And
wasn't that at JC?
I think it was at JC.
Yeah.
It was at JC. That nigga lost. He lost all his cool points.
Remember, he was the thug of the... He was the gangster.
He was a gangster. Man.
He's coming to us. Y'all boys need that pressure? It was him.
Yes.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth
it. No one respected him anymore. He used to be the big scary dude.
You know, you'll get more respect for choosing peace and say, nah, I'm straight.
I'm good.
Go ahead. You got it.
You got it, bro.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it.
You got it, man. The thing about it is, what's hard to avoid fighting them, from what I've seen when men get in fights with gay dudes, is even when you choose peace, they know what words to say to. They know how to antagonize you. Me, personally, I'm going to let them say what they got to say. I ain't going to take it there with you, but.
God forbid a nigga play me out of my spot because he said something. That's crazy to me.
Mm-mm. Yeah, he ain't going to get me
into. You used your words and played me out of my position?
I seen a gay nigga spit on a straight nigga.
That's crazy.
Spit on him.
The straight nigga
punched the gay nigga. But ended up losing the fight. But he had no
gay or straight.
He had no choice but to fight.
Gay or straight, if you spit on me, that's assault. We gotta fight.
Oh man!
Like he almost took the gay dude's head off with the punch, but the gay dude ate it.
I was thinking in my head, nothing could pull me out of character, but spit good.
Yeah,
spit good.
Because that's assault. You hit me first at that point.
Assault.
And especially
if you using your words,
especially as a Caribbean person,
say what you gotta say.
It's up there on like top three most disrespectful things you could do. It really is.
But for the most part, too, it's
and
a
that
lot,
go for anybody. It's a lot of straight, black, white, gay.
It's
whatever.
A lot of gay niggas who get into fights who really don't be looking for trouble, dog. Niggas be fucking with them, bro. So
yeah.
That's the thing. For the most part, seldomly is it a homosexual walking around spitting.
Yeah.
Typically,
niggas be fucking with
it's
them.
It's a nigga
and so,
doing too much.
It's something that happened before this.
Yeah, and you're doing too much, and they gotta defend themselves, and they defend themselves.
But spitting on
them black gay niggas? Oh man, them niggas is fucking ninja warriors.
They've been fighting a long time.
And they got nails
family, bro.
Too.
Bro.
They be having nails too. That's what you got.
And they
about.
Be extra, you know they extra. So they do everything extra. They talk extra, they move extra, they fight extra.
You fighting
a
Wolverine.
Nigga be doing cartwheels in the middle of fights and shit. Like Spider-Man.
You got your ass beat by a nigga wearing acrylics, bro.
Come on, that's insane. You got your ass whooped by a nigga in French tips.
Hey, brother.
Come on, man.
They be emoting during the fight. Antagonizing your ass during the fight.
It's not worth it, man. Choose peace.
Fuck that. Ain't no win-win, bro. Walk away,
bro. Sasha Santana probably beat the fuck out of somebody, bro.
Here's the thing. Most people his age from
man,
Liberty City
still,
like, know how to fight.
A big guy, pause.
And it's just...
I have a question. If you call a gay person a queer, is that considered bad? A bad term?
I don't think so.
They use the term.
I don't think so. They
I don't know how exactly, but they use it.
Because I'm trying to understand what words are good. I know the F word, that you know, that's off the limits, but like what words to describe? Is dyke a bad word?
Dyke is bad.
I think anything that's not in the LGBTQ
the alphabet. Okay.
The Q, I think, stands for queer.
Yeah.
So you could say that.
I thought it stood for quitter.
Which stood for quiet.
That too. Jeez. I thought it said for quit. Like, I quit being a man. Nah, I want to be. Like,
I'm shut the fuck up about it. Sometimes. I'll be gay. I'll just be quiet about it.
Nigga put his 2-week notice in. I don't want this penis no more. I now want a pussy. I'm out of here. I'm checking out.
So dumb. That's so stupid.
I don't want this big dick no more. Give me a pussy. Hey, wait.
Yeah. Chill out with the adjectives.
Hey, okay, fuck that. Spoiler alert. On Gen Z, there's literally a mutant that can change genders. They were too fucking
funny. Oh, that's crazy. I swear to God. Wait, so it's a mutant? They're telling you what they think, bro. They're telling you what they think.
Yo, that's offensive, yo.
That's offensive as fuck.
Yo,
bro.
The shit can just change genders, and each gender have different powers.
The girl is fast as hell and can, like, push, like, force. And the dude is, like, super strong. It's crazy.
It's super offensive, bro. Yeah. Is she a mutant?
So, let's try to break that down. For when real. He turns into a woman, she can literally move things without actually touching them. And the man has to actually be strong.
He's impenetrable.
And he's impenetrable.
Pause. Yeah, of course.
There's probably deeper meaning to that, bro.
Sounds like all of our lives.
But women love the character, though, based on what I've seen online.
Yeah.
I'm sure they do.
And it's already... They've already had a sex scene.
Wait, who did?
I don't remember which one of them was having the sex.
Both of them did, kind of.
I didn't see, because I was so, doing something and watching.
He had sex as a man, and then he could have sex as a woman, is what you're saying.
Yeah, because he changed gender.
She, who, whatever.
It's called gender man. No, I'm playing. Gender man.
Gender woman.
So every day of his life is a gender bender?
Come on.
Huh? That's the title, Gender Bender.
I'm not doing that. I can't support that.
Okay,
I can't support that. All right. No. I like podcasting. I want to keep doing it.
That was a joke, guys.
I like doing it. I want to keep doing it.
We used to be a proper country.
I enjoy myself here, and I want to continue to do so.
We used to be a proper country.
Hee hee.
All right.
Shim Hardaway.
Oh, also, shouts out Drake for being one song away from passing Michael Jackson in number ones. It was a matter of time. I think greatness speaks for itself. Numbers don't lie. And some niggas we have to leave in the past.
12 of those are him featured as a guest artist. While Michael, all of those are his, and they don't include any of his Jackson 5 or Jackson
it's
works.
It's time for new so, light skin supremacy.
Hey, I see online that the Moonwalker is going to start streaming one of his songs randomly to get it to number one.
Nigga, no, all of them are number one already. It's too late. All of them are number one.
Thriller.
I saw it. Thriller. They asked, okay, which one of Michael Jackson's songs are we going to make go number one?
It's too late, man.
They're arrogant, bro.
I told him to suck my dick. I told him, listen.
If you were six, he would.
When I, no, that's insane. See, that is literally how, I don't know what to say to that. Yo. That is insane. That is crazy.
That was a haymaker of a joke, bro.
Damn it. Yeah.
Yo,
why'd you go so low?
Why'd you go so low, bro? Pause.
Jesus Christ.
So early
man.
In the fight.
I wasn't even being a dick to him, man. I wasn't even being a dick to him. Bro, it's my birthday, man.
The fight just started. He put out the finish
shit,
move.
Jesus, it just rolled off his tongue, too. Like he was like, he was so ready for that. If you were six, he would. Come on, that's nuts, man.
He's saying that Michael Jackson would suck.
Come on, bro. You really think Mike's a monster? Oh, man, this guy, bro. But nah, man. The Moonwalker's going to be mad when they see
back
me laughing.
In the day,
with this
that would be a great roast, bro.
Nigga, our old episodes, nigga, I would have sent me off the rails.
Yeah.
Maturity, man.
You've grown.
Therapy is working for you.
Man, and also...
He'd be sweating by now.
Yeah, I'd be sweating by now, for sure. Them niggas call me Michael Irvin, bro.
That's fucking funny. Yo, it's hard to believe he's not on coke anymore when I see him. It's so hard to believe.
It's so hard. I think there's still some coke in there.
It's residual coke.
You seen that one first take?
No, I mean, sometimes sweating on there.
Sometimes when he get to going in,
that nigga starts sweating. Bro.
It's like that shit just.
It's like a superhero movie where like he was doing coke, and y'all struck by lightning. Yeah, he's coke man.
Captain Coke.
Yo.
Captain Coke.
Oh,
shit. Captain Coke is it? That's not the title, Captain Coke.
Yo, that is fucking.
Captain Coke got to be the title, bro.
Oh, shit. Oh my god, bro!
Bro, I saw a clip.
The Dallas Coke boy.
After Colorado won their last game, he was in his living room,
bro. You saw him, bro. Going nuts, bro. He's crazy,
like, bro. You mean that's just life?
Is, bro.
That's no weed, no
that's
alcohol,
sobriety,
life.
Dog.
Nah, bro.
That nigga's always on go, bro.
He was on stage with him one time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was for the Florida Miami Hurricanes game. They pulled me on stage because they said I'm Michael. They said I'm Michael Irvin.
How tall is he?
He's taller than me. He's like 6'3".
He's a receiver in the
and
NFL.
And he still looks amazing.
Man.
The nigga looks... Bro, I was standing next to him. I was, at the time, 30,
it was none of that
32.
Fentanyl in the shit he was
bro,
doing.
The nigga looks... He was in better shape than me. Yeah. And I was working out heavy right now. I'm like,
look
yo,
at all
you look
the
great.
Niggas from his generation. Those niggas was on all type of coke.
That was before the government was cutting the coke.
No, but he told me, he said to me, I said, well, why do you look so good? He said,
straight from
Columbia. He does, he works out every day and he says he don't eat meat. Pause.
Because the shit would...
That's what he said.
You know...
He said the meat ages you. That's why I still look so good.
Veganism feels like Jonah in the whale. I feel like everything is telling me I'm supposed to quit. It's just fuck, bro.
And then you I don't want to. Then what do we eat? Bean pies?
Why?
Everything is telling me put that shit down. Well, fuck, bro.
Chris. Oh, that's a nice
chicken.
That's
is
a
so
fat,
good.
Fat nugget on the floor right there.
Oh, shit. Where'd that come from?
All your shit on the floor. Actually.
Chicken is so fucking great.
I knew I knocked something. Damn, bro.
You all fucked up.
Hey, put those feet away. I can see them.
We've gotten complaints.
I got my toes done for my birthday, nigga. You don't see? See your
polish? We've gotten complaints.
Ben said, psh, whatever.
We've gotten complaints. You know what's so shocking? There were some people in the fucking comments that was actually defending it.
Yeah, man, come on, man. The hive is alive and well, man. The hive is alive.
I'm not going to lie, though, bro, because you own socks. And you know your feet look away. Like,
but I got a... Maya got me a manicure and pedicure for my birthday.
His toes are shining. He's telling the truth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah, for real. I just knew they was ugly, so I ain't look.
Yeah, man. You got to start looking now, bro.
Still dry as fuck, bro. Whatever.
I'm living my soft life now. Call me Soft Life Rick.
I'm not going to do that. I get
Wait
you,
a second
I ain't going to do that.
Okay.
I'm living a soft life now, man.
Wait a second.
Oh, you can have it. I'm just not going to call you Soft Life Rick.
See what I mean? This nigga having a soft life drinking Modelo's. Yeah. Everything is wrong.
It's topsy-turvy.
Like a lot of those queers.
I saw a tweet that said, men used to build houses. And a nigga responded, bitch, what do you think build them now?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yo. I screenshotted that.
What
I have that in my gallery.
When I saw that, I said, yes, that's gospel. That's gospel. They'd
on,
be needing
bro.
To hear that shit, bro.
Come on, man. Like,
who's building the house?
It's the delusion that social
when
media
men
causes,
used to build
though.
Houses. Who's building them now, bitch?
I just want to restate that in real life, women are not this angry,
no,
this feisty,
no,
or this.
No, Twitter is not a real place. It's Instagram is not a real place, bro. It's not real.
If you find yourself ever hating women, go outside, touch grass, touch titties. Do what you have to.
You'll be reminded what the real world looks like.
But, and I want you guys to understand, when people tell you to touch grass, they don't mean go outside and put your hands in the grass. It means go ground yourself, man. Take your shoes or your socks off and go stand up in the grass.
Go into the real world.
And remember that you are a part of the planet.
Go experience something.
God damn,
go outside.
Bro. I think
like,
that's what it is.
The big three Twitter, too. Like, they be talking all crazy, each other doing all this shit. And I remember I tweeted one time, like, bro, you go to Miami FSU game. It's crazy as y'all
energy.
Be talking like that.
Everybody's
the
a nice
nicest
guy.
People
Everybody's
in the world.
A nice guy. Yo.
World.
The
it's
nicest
every
people.
Fucking fan.
Kumbaya, bro.
This nigga.
I go to the event.
Rick.
Everybody's such a nice
MC.
Guy.
Such nice guys. Such nice people, man. Some of the greatest people I've ever met in my life.
Listen, when I slid to like one of those events with you upstate.
Yeah.
I think we kicked it with Silk
yeah.
and some other UF
other
UF fans.
Yeah.
We're all sitting in the living room or standing outside in the patio, peacefully discussing football.
Yeah, yeah. It was none of that rah
Peaceful.
Rah, going back and forth, with it, kill
it.
You, and it was
it,
just
bro.
Dudes talking ball, having a good time.
It's not real.
I still don't understand. You know, the older we get, the closer we get to just being gumbled because. When I look at some of that college football shit, it's not college football. It's just, I look at old people gossiping about something.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's all it is. And it's like, it's literally your version of like a Facebook group.
Yeah. It's literally how you described it. And at this point, it's about who can outwit who the most. That's it. People, and it's getting to the point where fans don't even watch college football to watch college football. They watch college football to see a team they don't like lose so they can get on Twitter and talk about it.
That's why I watch.
Yeah. So that hasn't happened for the Miami Hurricanes, so a lot of people are upset. Like, they can't troll Miami because we're
yeah, but
number 15 team in the country right now.
I told niggas last year, niggas was getting their shots in. I told niggas, just wait, man.
How many games per season?
12. So we got 7 more.
Oh, so a lot of room to lose then.
A lot of room to lose, but it ain't going to
happen. How many more home games left?
About, I say 5.
You know what?
Four or five.
I'm not looking to North. Looking forward to North Carolina.
That's the one I'm coming to, baby.
Yeah.
I'm not looking
to North Carolina.
They got to win me back. North Carolina, you see where I'm at with it.
They got the number 2 quarterback in the whole country.
When is it?
October 14th. But it's at North Carolina, though.
Fuck, man.
That was going to be my birthday present. I was going to
be here.
Beautiful. We get to record. Beautiful.
Fuck, man.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Fuck.
We got to go and watch that game somewhere.
Yeah, let's watch the game and then we record.
Yeah, I'm down for the fact. Yeah. We should record. You want to live record during the game?
I could do that.
That's fun.
Yeah, I could do that.
I'm with that.
Live stream the whole thing.
Because they got the Hurricanes got to win me back, man.
Yeah. Or even if you put it on the phone.
I can put it on the phone.
Yeah.
iPad or whatever the fuck.
I jumped on the Carolina bandwagon. The last time we went to go watch them boys play, Drake May smoked them.
Mm-hmm.
So you see where I'm at.
He's the number 2 projected quarterback in the draft.
How old is your quarterback, the Dyke?
He is 22 years old.
That's his last name.
That's his last name, by the way.
He is.
So shout out to my homegirl.
Van Dyke.
Shout out to my homegirl, Rasp. She's an actual Dyke, and her Twitter name is Tyler Van Dyke.
That's
funny. Because she's a Dyke.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Is he a senior?
He is a junior. He has 1 year of eligibility left, so we're hoping we can get him back because he's probably going to join the draft.
Is he one of those guys?
Yeah.
He's him.
You're seeing what he could do when you actually have a receiver. He's him,
yeah.
But he's not up there with them.
Because he don't look like it.
No, he's him, but he's just not up there with them.
He's like he's doing his job,
mm-hmm.
But he don't look next level good.
No.
So you say he's pretty much what you're saying, he's not elite.
Yeah, he looked like he's going to go off and be like a great, like...
So right now, as it stands, 5 weeks into the college football season, Tyler Van Dyke is the top-rated quarterback in the entire country. 130 teams, he's number 1.
I mean, this is the thing,
that's
right?
That's because they winning, bro.
That could be a system thing. He's failing my eye test, is all I'm saying. Like, because a good system and a good coach couldn't make you that. Look at Tua. I still think Tua trash. But I think
you relax,
good system,
though.
Good coach.
Put some respect.
You can thrive.
Name. Did you see
Tebow
that?
Thrived Logo? With a good coach and a good system,
watch
and
that
he's
Logo
garbage.
Pass. Fins up. Tua ain't.
So Tebow. I don't think when I look at Van Dyke, he just look like ugh, like whatever.
I agree.
Like he's getting the job done. Passes are being made.
So
he's doing his job.
Based off of your eye test,
game
is
manager.
There like a NFL equivalent that you could compare him to? Derek Carr.
What he says, what I gather from what he's saying is to him, he feels like Tyler Van Dyke is average.
Derek Carr.
Like, yeah, he does enough to win.
He just looked like Kirk Cousins. You know what I mean?
I was going to say Kirk.
Yeah, he looked like Kirk Cousins.
So you probably think he's a Kirk Cousins.
I think Tyler is.
I think he's better than Kirk Cousins.
I think he's,
mind you, I just like watched the game.
Because Kirk Cousins ain't nothing without his receivers.
No.
But TVD ain't really got no receivers like that. They ain't get there yet. They still got work
but
to do
like,
as receivers.
I don't know because he's making touchdowns and completions.
Yeah,
like, somebody's doing their job too.
Yes, but that's what it takes is a team effort. Even if he was great at his job, it still take a team effort.
But that's what I'm saying. And because he probably won't get drafted high, he won't go to a terrible team. So maybe
I think he should
be coming back
and have one star.
No, he's definitely coming back. He shouldn't be in anybody's draft.
So let me ask you a question then. Like for just your stereotypical pocket passing QB, what would make him pass the eye test for you? Because he's obviously not a running quarterback.
I like he
went throwing them darts though. Last time I seen him,
well, that was a different player you saw last year. He's a completely different player this year.
I'm talking about close. I seen him on TV. It still don't look like darts.
He's nice, bro. I'm telling you.
I'm not saying he's not nice. It just don't look like you know
just
the darts
devil,
when it
doesn't just score.
he's on my fantasy. So.
You know when a quarterback back there really laser beaming them motherfuckers.
All right, so
through, bro.
He's probably a tier.
Like Shador looked like
I think
he could laser beam them motherfuckers.
I think he's a tier 2, tier 3. Tier 1 to me is Caleb Williams, Shador Sanders, Drake May.
Is Caleb Williams JIT from USC?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just trying to speak. That JIT.
He's him.
That nigga.
He's him.
Looks like somebody I'll put a franchise behind.
He's going to be like a baby
I
Mahomes.
Watched him fillet these boys yesterday because I watched that game. Shador looks good.
Shador's him.
But the more I watch him, I think he needs another year in college.
He needs another year.
Because his decision-making is still...
He needs another
it's
year.
It's 1 second too slow.
But he's good.
But I love a nigga who will take a sack before he throw a pick. I like that guy.
Pause.
It depends on the situation.
If you're not fumbling,
yeah.
If it's not the end of the game, 2 minute drill, just don't, no turnovers.
Yeah.
Because he holds it too long, but.
Yeah, you could tell he's still trying to get used to the speed. Remember, he played at Jackson State, so he's trying to get used to the speed of the big boys. So he's, you know, but the dude is putting up over 400 yards a game, four touchdowns a game.
Not everybody has that issue. Like, Caleb was back there.
Oh, Caleb is
chilling.
Bro, Caleb is, yeah, true. Caleb has an O-line.
Chilling.
Yeah.
So it's like.
It's easier to diagnose.
If this nigga had an O-line, would give him two more seconds. Just two.
So that's what I was thinking. That's what I was saying. I don't think you remember my comments when we was discussing Colorado. I was saying, like, they look really small to me.
They're
like,
small. They're very small. They like the trenches are small. Right. They have no trenches.
So, I'm thinking, like, they're just not built to go up against these.
You got
to
understand, they probably have one of the worst O-lines in the country, and this boy is putting up 400 yards a game.
Deion Sanders knew.
Wait till this nigga get an O-line. If his nigga come back, which I know his dad going to make him come back, and his dad hit the portal and get him an O-line, it's going to be scary up there next year. You hear me?
I feel like...
These boys are doing this shit with freshmen and, like, rejects from other teams.
They're sacrificing this year for recruiting. This is a recruiting year for him. Like, him doing all this shit every weekend is him saying, look at me. Because this is the thing. Like, they have so many eyes right now.
The whole world.
The
whole country.
If you come here, you get in draft. If you protect this boy, you gonna get.
But this
drafted.
Is what I was telling you guys about last year with the Hurricanes. I told you guys. I said this is his first year. You got to let him bring his guys in and get his system in there. Same with Deion. Deion got rid of almost every. I think he got returned like 6-7 players on this team. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had to get everybody from the transfer portal boom and put together this makeshift team on the fly.
These niggas is really the
recruiting. Now you're giving him now this is the year he's recruiting now. He's got a full cycle.
Because remember, they brought in 85 new players.
85 new players.
85.
Bro, it's about to get
The defense is really spotty. And also they, you know, they're down some starters, but I would love for them to get like a lot. I mean, next year I'm excited about next year. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I root for Deion, bro. I like Deion a lot, man. Like, I don't agree with the Hurricane greats going over there putting on Colorado shirts and shit like that.
Why? Why?
Because you're Hurricane.
Hurricane's not paying everybody, are they? Like, niggas finna go get hired by Colorado. What's the beef?
If you got a coaching job, I have no beef with you.
But, all right.
But if you're fucking Michael Irvin, you're the greatest Hurricane of all time to many. You're not working there. Deion's your boy. That's your boy. Like,
supporting your boy.
I go to a comedy show. I don't put on a plus shirt. I don't buy plus merch. I could, but I won't.
That's what I'm saying.
No. That's a bad.
He's supporting his dog.
The only reason why I'm bringing that up is because I'm saying the support for your boy.
Yeah.
Like I get that because I'm saying like some people don't even want them there.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Like that. Go, man. Do that. Like, go support your boy.
You find the Colorado shirt offensive?
I just feel like you shouldn't be wearing the Colorado. It's like. Gang members, like you're a Crips, you ain't gonna wear the Bloods, bro. Like, you don't wear that shit, bro.
How many games have Colorado and Miami actually played?
Very little.
But that's what I'm saying. There's no beef.
It ain't about it being beef, bro. You a Miami here. It's like
I can understand.
That's like Tebow going to Oklahoma wearing an Oklahoma shirt.
No,
you don't fucking do that.
Because Florida play Oklahoma.
It don't fucking matter.
I can accept them calling up Dwayne Johnson. He's a Hollywood movie star.
I'm okay with that.
I'll let that ride.
That's promo.
Pause. But Michael Irvin, nah.
But Deion is his dog. They boys.
And they know how this shit work, bro. Like, Michael Irvin's probably a little bit upset with you.
Are them niggas welcome
why?
To act like
oh,
that?
Oh, okay. So then there's
sideline?
Something. Why is he upset with you?
His shit didn't work out with his son at Miami. Michael Irvin the second.
His son didn't play?
When he played, he didn't do much. He wasn't that good, so he had to transfer out. He went to FAU. I don't think Michael Irvin's a fan of how that all played out. And so this ain't the first time Michael Irvin's been around football for many, many years. This ain't the first time one of his boys has a head coaching job somewhere, and we don't see that nigga doing this shit.
So his son not like that?
Not at all. His son's probably at UPS right now.
That's crazy.
Making sure them Amazon packages get delivered on time.
Yeah, of course.
Harrison's boy, however, he's looking
this
good.
Nigga, who? Harrison. Marvin Harrison.
Oh, Marvin Harrison. This is number one. That's the number one receiver in the country.
I was like, okay,
this man looks crazy.
He's the number one receiver in the country.
And mind you, like
in the country,
his dad was
him,
tough.
Hall of Famer. Him
dad was tough.
Him, NFL record for receptions in a year.
That
I think
never
he has 140.
Like that.
Bro, he's a beast.
Man, I used to kill niggas on Madden with
Harrison and Reggie Wayne.
With Peyton Manning at quarterback, Edgerrin James at running back.
Defense used to always be trash, but
people don't talk about.
Yo, light their ass up on offense.
They don't talk about Reggie Wayne enough.
Another Hall of Famer, yeah. University of Miami.
To you,
yep. But yeah, man, Colorado's going to be good. Miami's going to be really good. It's going to be fun. Y'all boys get the NCAA, man. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, announcement. I've given up on 2K. I haven't even purchased the game.
Fuck 2K.
Like, I haven't even purchased NBA 2K.
I've been on that train for 2 years now. Fuck them.
I ain't going to say fuck them just yet, man. It's
easier for me to live without the game.
Fuck
them. At the end of the day,
I tell you, you won't even miss it, bro. I promise you.
If I played the game more, I could be better. I know that.
So what do you play now? Or do you play at all?
Or you play the old one? I invested the money that I would have spent, a fraction of the money that I would have spent on 2K by purchasing the PlayStation Plus subscription. Because I have access to like a whole library of games that I could just download for free.
Right, right.
So have that too. I've been playing Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
Fun. So yeah, much fun.
Oh, you've been having a good time.
It's such a fun game.
Yeah. You've been having a good time on the game.
You're actually playing. You're actually playing your video games and having a good time.
Yes. The game doesn't fuck you over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're healing.
You're not paying. You're not paying for pain.
Unless I suck at beating niggas up in the street, then that's on me.
Such a fun game.
You're not paying for pain anymore. That's what 2K is, paying for pain.
I looked at my transactions for NBA 2K23.
Disgusting.
I was so disappointed in myself.
As I said, I'm doing things. I'm doing things by the book.
Here, $50 there. You don't notice it.
I live everywhere.
Fuck it.
Ziploc this, Ziploc that.
Nah, man. Won't get me again. I'm playing Fortnite where shit's free.
Yeah, I play the free
download
shit.
Is free.
I ain't gonna lie,
2K
man.
2K made me so mad, it made me go back into Madden. And I had fuck around and gave up on Madden. And it made me go back to Madden. That's how much.
Watch come to Fortnite, man. It's a lot of fun.
But I think I might do that, bro.
I might try it out.
I'm gonna actually try to get good at that.
I used to be tough, too. I ain't gonna lie. Before building became like the main thing to do,
they have a no building.
I used to be tough, man.
I played no building, bro.
You can no build
next year. Next,
you see what I mean? There's a no build where it's just guns.
Next year, I'm going to become a Twitch streamer. So
I deleted that.
I'm going to get serious about that.
There's a no build option. It's a lot of fun.
I can't wait for them to put Grand Theft Auto out, man. I'm spending the
fuck
150.
Fuck the niggas, man. They playing games too.
Yeah, they playing games too. But that game, I'm going to buy.
150.
That game, I will buy. Yeah.
See, that's 150 worth because there's so much.
There's so much.
I only need my player. Huh? Like, so real shit, it should be $40 because I'm never going to play my teams.
I told you they need to separate it. It needs to be two different games.
I remember Fight Night used to separate them. You could buy Fight Night online, Fight Night Fight Now, Fight Night Versus for like $19 here, $5 there. Bust that shit down.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, if you're playing my player, chances are you ain't really own nothing else.
You're not.
My team.
But what'd you say, though?
No, I was just going to say you probably got to clear out space on your PS5 for the new Grand Theft.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot of memory.
Because I heard that it's like, what, over 100 gigs?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
That shit is going to take you forever to beat. Which is what you want.
I ain't going to the street until I'm done with the story mode. I love story mode.
Yeah, I love story mode. That's the best part of the game. I love
story mode, yeah.
All right, the street is fine, but the story mode to me is fucking phenomenal. It's like you're watching a movie.
The last one.
I'm replaying the last one. Yeah, yeah.
I just like the damn story mode, bro.
Yeah, Trevor and all of them.
Yeah. Trevor Franklin and
Trevor Franklin and
what's that? Grand Theft Auto.
Michael.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto storyline. No,
the best storyline.
Nico Bellic.
CJ. And the Grove Street shit.
Yeah, that shit was
best storyline ever. My God.
They all have good storylines though.
That was the one with niggas had the green and the
purple.
Green and purple.
Yeah, green and purple. Yeah.
So San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Going around trying to own all the hoods.
Yeah. I love San Andreas was dope.
I ain't gonna lie, Grand Theft Auto, it might seem racist to a majority of the people in the world, but
it isn't.
Y'all gotta implement some gang violence on there, man. When niggas wanna be part of a gang, like that mafia shit is cool, but it was more lit when it was gang violence, man.
That one with Nico Bellic, to me, Liberty City was dope too, though.
Yeah, that's the mafia shit. That's what I'm talking about.
That's a good storyline.
That's the mafia shit be cool, but the fun shit, it's gang
shit.
Yeah. Niggas wanna be in a gang, man.
All right.
On a video game though, not in real life. Like, yeah, I really don't want to do all the work to actually be in a gang in real life. But on a video game,
this one, the latest one with Franklin, that's not mob.
It's a mixture of everything.
It's a mixture of everything. Yeah,
it's kind
of
gang, kind of mob.
Yeah,
kind of country.
If I'm in a gang dealing with the mob, that'd be cool too.
Mixed in with some corrupt government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
A little bit.
You gotta have that. This long storyline, bro. This was nice. Pretty in depth.
This was good.
This was good.
This was good.
So you,
I'm on it today.
Yeah,
I'm watching today, baby.
Yeah, so that way we can go to the night.
Yeah, I'm watching today, baby.
Okay, I don't have a song.
Do niggas have a song of the week?
Hmm.
Niggas mentioned K Camp,
Heavy D and the Boys.
The fuck is that?
That's crazy.
No, get the fuck out of here, bro.
What's wrong with you?
You said you want
Stephon Diggs touchdown.
I'm not playing any Stephon Diggs music.
No, I'm saying he had a touchdown.
Oh, okay.
I know you put money on him.
He don't even rap.
You never know nowadays, bro. Dame dropped the fucking goodbye song.
That's the first goodbye song in history.
You want to play a K Camp song, man?
No, man.
Fucking
hit. Nigga, you said Heavy D.
Heavy D.
Play
the
100 by K Camp like featuring that. Fetty. Beautiful music.
That works for me.
Why are we listening to Fetty Wap and K Camp?
2023.
So you said K Camp.
Right there.
Hey, y'all, make sure. Did niggas give their final thoughts?
We haven't.
That's crazy. Good job, man.
Jesus. Go ahead, Chris, give your final thought.
Okay, because you just throw me under the bus first. When nobody else sitting here thinking about final thoughts.
All right, I'll get my
you
final thoughts.
Just let
thoughts.
Me make since, me do it, huh?
Since you need niggas
we
to do it.
You obviously need time.
God,
clearly.
If you need more time, just go ahead and say it.
But at least give a nigga a second.
We didn't do the ass spot.
Nigga just goes, we didn't do final thoughts? Chris, go ahead. Shit, man.
Yeah, let's do the ass spot with Plus.
Oh, God.
We all out of whack today.
60-60. Yeah. Not 40-40.
Yeah, you're right. You got it.
Because every once in a while, I'll be turning around. And upside down. That must mean that I need more veggies. Mm-hmm. And more fruits.
Eating too much meat.
Wait, what? Crazy pause.
What? Stop eating meat.
Excuse me.
I need more sea moss.
Yeah, you both need to relax. More fruits.
And if you need some.
He's eating meat. That's his problem.
There's nowhere else to go. Nothing else you can do but come to the illustrious vegetarian delight. 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Pull up. The one and only stop for the best vegan food this side of the Mason-Dixon line. Nowhere else to go. Come here, nourish your body, nourish your soul. Talk to this nigga. He'll tell you that the earth is flat, and he'll nourish your mind, too. Pull up once and for all. Food made with love. Food made from the crib. Vegetarian delight. Pull up.
You could just tell him I'm going to tell him the truth and save yourself the extra words.
That bullshit.
Every day we get closer and closer to realizing the earth is flat. That's my final thoughts.
That's your final thoughts. All right. Yep. You should seek help. My final thoughts is if you're in a pickle, and you're a man and you feel like you've upset another gay man, just walk away, man.
Pause.
Just walk away because it's not going to end well for you. Gay dudes know how to defend themselves very well.
Don't find yourself in a pickle with a gay man.
That's crazy. Okay? That's crazy. Joe Burrow is a piece of shit.
He's my quarterback.
He's my piece of shit. He should have never gotten any money.
Fuck him, bro.
And it's crazy how he doesn't do anything for that money. And he's been stinking up the fucking place. But the Negroes who got paid, i.e. Philadelphia and Baltimore, are doing their goddamn jobs.
They got to
juggle and play quarterback.
Okay, no. Deshaun stinks.
He had a good game last week.
Benefit, final thoughts?
Man, I sound like a broken record, but I don't give a motherfucker.
That's right.
There you go. Stop seeking the participation award on social media. It's not a real place. Twitter is not a real place. IG is not a real place.
I love it.
It is not. Translation, wash your ass and touch some grass.
Wash your ass and touch some grass.
That's my final thought. Make sure y'all like and subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on IG, follow us on Twitter, and I appreciate y'all listening.
All right, Benny.
Fuck me. I lost this.
Oh, you already gave yours.
Yeah.
All right, so song of the week this week is K Camp featuring Fetty Wap. 100.
You gave your final thoughts?
To me? I did.
Plus.
I did.
It just did.
Fuck your girl.
Oh, that's what I thought you were just saying. Fuck Joe Burrow.
Thanks for listening to the NWO podcast. Peace. I got a lot of hoes more than I can handle, baby. And I can't even lie, shout at you, my kind of lady. So what you doing later? Let you count my money, baby. You 100, so that mean you meet my standards, baby. I got a lot of hoes more than I can handle, baby. And I can't even lie, shout at you, my kind of lady. And that 100, baby, just keep it 100, baby. I got money and I throw it with no hesitation. Sneaky bitches, they be scheming and investigating. But I'ma leave them waiting, put you in that drop top. Pull up in that motherfucker, make your heart stop. Lame bitches on the side trying to cop block. I pulled off her panties, next it was the crop top. And I would not stop, tell them about our situation. It ain't really hard to tell by all the moves I'm making. Taking all these nigga bitches, you can say I'm drinking. I'm that nigga, you that bitch, and ain't no damn mistake. So tell me why we wait. I let you count my money, baby. Money. You 100, so that mean you meet my standards, baby. I got a lot of hoes more than I can handle, baby. And I can't even lie, shout at you my kind of lady. So what you doing later? Let you count my money, baby. You 100, so that mean you meet my standards, baby. I got a lot of hoes more than I can handle, baby. And I can't even lie, shout at you my kind of lady. And that 100, baby, just keep it 100, baby. Shout at you my kind of lady. So what you doing later? Let you count my money, baby. You 100, so that mean you meet my standards, baby. I got a lot of hoes, more